Abba also said the following. Zakta Gemara, Vaita. The Amar Rabba. So the first statements of Rabba had to do with Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos. The first case was Gidi Ganav lo before, either before Shabbos or before the Chiyav Misa of Shabbos. And that's where Chayiv on the Knas, because Kfar Nischai b'Gneva Kodem, as opposed to Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos, where he's Pater since the Gneva has a Ptur, so too there's a Ptur on the Tavach U'Machar, on the Dal V'Hei. That's Rabbi said in terms of Shabbos. The same principles are now going to be articulated by Rabbi in the context of a different type of a Kimrei B'Drabba Minei. Not the Kimrei B'Drabba Minei of Shabbos, but the Kimrei B'Drabba Minei of the Inyan of Machteres that we're now going to be introduced to. So Rabbi said the following two cases, again the same contrast that we just saw. V'yama Rabba, haya gedi ganuv lo, it was already stolen, utvacho b'machteres, and then the tvicha took place in the situation called machteres. Machteres is a situation where he's chayiv misa as a rodef. We'll see in a minute, I'll get some background on this. Just the words of Rabba first. Haya gedi ganuv lo utvacho b'machteres, chayiv. Then he's chayiv for the dalet v'hei of the tficha. Shekvar nischai b'gneva kodem shiyava uday iser machteres. Because the chi of gneva already came into being before you have the quote-unquote iser machteres, which is therefore the mechayiv if dalet v'hei, and therefore you, because knas coexists with the chi of misa, therefore you're chayiv everything. By contrast, gana v'tabach b'machteres, if everything took place with Machteres, so the Gneva also was in a state where the din would become Drab Minei, then Pater, then Pater on the Dal of the Hay, Shem En Gneva and Tzvicha Ve'Mechir. So then the Gemara is going to proceed to work out why Rabbi said the same halachas twice, both in connection to Shabbos and connection to Machteres. That's coming right up in a minute. What does Rashi say? Not much. What does Rashi say? Machteres, Shechata Bayis Ve'Hotzio. He tunneled under a house, and he took out the thing that he, the gedi that he stole, that he's stealing. So it was ganav. It was either gedi ganav lo and tavach b'machteres, or it was what? It was ganav and tavach b'machteres. What does Rashi mean v'hotzio? He's taking it out, but then what does he do with it? He's tavach. The shaila is was the gedi, was the geneva also in that state? Utvacha b'machteres atzma. And he did the tvicha in the machteres itself, that he shaita bar ketolahu. At that moment, he's chayiv misa. I havi ashkechei balabais. If he'd be found by the balabais has a right to kill him. Kidichsiv engel damim. Just a little bit in terms of the background. So, okay, you have the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, right? The Mishnah says in Daf Ayin Beis, Amid Aleph. Haba b'machteres nidon al shem sofo. The case of a person who's baba b'machteres, Rashi says she'amr Torah yehareg nidon al shem sofo. In other words, we are familiar with that expression by where nidon al shem sofo then sora more. So you have another time that expression is used. That since we know that this person has a second agenda, not just geneva, but potentially an agenda of ritzicha. That's how the Torah assessed the mindset of the ganav who went through the effort of tunneling under a house to steal. So the halokatau umikta, even though he hasn't killed, yet he can be killed. Mishum desofu l'arg balabayis kashiyamud kinegdo l'hatzim amono. He has to recognize the possibility that balabayis is going could potentially stand up against him, and that's all going into his cheshbon, his calculation that he's going to kill the balabayis. So that's what it means, nidon Hashem sofo. Just to quote the pasuk on this, because it's not always the case, right? It depends on whether the owner is someone that he would be prepared to kill. And in a case, for example, where we can also know that he wouldn't kill the owner of the house, for example, if the ganav who's tunneling under is the father, and the person whose house it is the son, we know that there's a natural sense of attachment from father to son. We don't imagine the father would kill the son, despite his, you know, his intense desire to steal. He wouldn't kill his son. So then the son would not have the right to kill the father. And this is all based on Psukim and Chumash, just again, to always get back to the sources in the Chumash. Parshas Mishpatim, right after the Psukim that talk about, the Pasuk actually, that talks about Dalet Vehei, that's where it is. It says, Ki Yigna Visho Aseh, Perek Chav Beis and Shmos, Pasuk Lamed Zayin is the din of Tavachu Machar, that Yechayv Dalet Vehei, Ki Yigna Visho Aseh, Tvachu Macharo, Chamisha Baka Yisham Tachas Hashem Rabbis and Tachas Aseh. And then the next two Psukim, which by the Prakim, the Kapitlach, it's a new parak here, but it's really one paragraph, as we know that the Torah is divided not, you know, really not by the Prakim, but by the Peis and the Samachs. So right after the Pasuk of Dalet Vehei comes the following two Psukim. Im ba machteres yimotzi haganov, v'huka v'meis, ein lo damim. If the ganov is found in the machteres, then v'huka v'meis, and he's struck by anybody, as we'll see. Ein lo damim means there's no liability for ritzicha. You didn't commit a crime. To the contrary, you intervened on behalf of to kill a rodef. However, the next pasuk says, "Im zarcha shemesh alav damim lo," which is Rashi interprets. I'll read the Rashi in a minute. So then it means that if it's clear that the person was not going to coming to kill, that's the muscle of zarcha shemesh. There could be a pshuto here also, but we're not going to go that way. Zarcha shemesh, we'll go with the pshat that Rashi brings. It has to do with the clarity of the matter, just like the sun brings clarity. So it's clear that the person wasn't going to kill, then damim lo. Then there is a price to pay if you kill the ganef. Then you had no right to kill the ganef, because the ganef would not have come to kill. And it continues, shalem yishalem, imein lo v'nimka b'gnevaso, more about ganef, he has to pay, and if he doesn't have what to pay, this is the halacha, he sold as an Eved Ivri, and then the next pasuk, all of the same. These are all four psukim that are connected. It's all one section in the Torah. The famous pasuk that you know, in Himatzeh, Himatzeh v'yadu ha'gneva, Mishorat chamor atzeh chayim, Shnayim yishalem. So the bookends of the four psukim are the Chiv Dalet Vehei, on the one hand, that's the first of the four psukim, and the last of the four is the Chiv Keifa. And in between the two middle psukim is the Ma'is of Machteres. That's where it's positioned in Chumash. Now Rashi elaborates, based on Chazal, Im ba'machteres, Kishahaya choteres abayis, and he matzi agana for who kava meis ein lo damim ein zuritzicha harei who kemeis meikaro kan limedcha Torah in ba lahargcha hashkem lahargo. The klal is if someone's intending to kill, you can be proactive, preemptive strike, and you can kill him. Hashkem lahargo v'zeh lahargcha ba shem yodehu. The guy knows she ain't the ma'amid atzmo v'roa she notrim imono b'fana b'shosik. It's a natural reaction, a human reaction, to stand up, to defend yourself if someone's about to violate and take something of yours. And he knows it, and yet he's still going to go ahead with this geneva. L'fikach al-menaskein huba, al-menaskein ba, shem yamud ba'lamam an-kinegdo yargenu. That's why ein lo damin. The other case is, im zarcha ha-shemesh alav, Rashi says it's a mashal, im baruch ha-adavar sheyesh u'shalom imcha, kishemesh ha-zesh u'shalom la'olam, another metaphor with the sun. The sun is peace, so he's coming with a not on the for the sake of killing. Kach pashut lucha she'ena ba larok afil yamud ba mamun kinegdo. What example could that be? The classic example is kigon av hachoter ligno mamun habein v'yadu hasherach me'av al habein ve'ena ba liskinefashos. Then the din is damim lo kechayu chashuv. He's a live person. He's not. Like he's as if he was dead already, and you can kill him because it's like he killed a dead person. He's not chayiv misa. There's no chayiv misa hanging over him. Damim lo, you have to pay for killing him. Ritzicha hi im yargenu balabais, and so on. Then shalom yishalim haganav mamon. So that's the basic halacha of the inyan of a machter, bav machteres, that he has a din of a rodef that you can kill him unless it's that situation where you know he's not going to kill. What does the Mishnah say? But that's in terms of the chayiv misa. How does this extend now to the Kim of Drab Mine? Oh, so the Mishnah continues. And this is going to have to see more about the details here in the Gemara, but the Mishnah says, Hayababa Machteres Veshibres Achavis. A person is in the Machteres and he breaks a barrel that he's in the process of stealing. So the Mishnah says, does he have to pay for the barrel. Im yesh lo damim chayev, im ein lo damim patur. What is the Mishnah saying here? If it's a situation of machteres of yesh lo damim, that means that if you would kill this ganef, who might be a father who's tunneling under the son's house, so that, of course, you have no right to kill him, right? Because that's the case that he's not out to kill. So then, what's the din on the chavis that he took, that he broke? Then chayiv. Why? Because since he's not chayiv misa, so what is the halacha? He has to pay the mama. However, im engel damim patur. That means if it's a case of a machteres of engel damim, that means that he's as good as dead already. You don't have any liability for killing him. That's the most cases of machteres. So then, what else does the Mishnah tell us? Patur. That's based on what rule? So that's where Rabba's coming in here with his cases of Kamdramde Machteres. We really have it in the Mishnah. Rashi says, you have the Rashi in front of you. So, Yesh Lo Dam Chayev, Im Eino Ra'oi Lehoreg. That's the Yesh Lo Damim. Yesh Lo Damim means he has a price tag. That is to say, you Chayev Misa for killing him. That's coming against him in Machteres. The father would never want if the son would challenge him to kill, so he never went that far in his mind. So there's no exemption on the Chiyav Mazik of breaking the Chavis because there's no Chiyav Misa to pater from the damage, right? Everyone with me? That's what it says. If it's what? Im yesh lo damim chayev. Engel damim? What would be a case of engel damim? Kigon sha'ar kol ha'adam she'nitan rishus lebal habayis, and really anybody, lo hargo pater milishalem, says Rashi. The chiyav misa v'chiyav tashkum in bam kiyachad. Because he's in a state of a chiyav misa, right now engel damim, and now he causes hezek at that same situation. The afa bishenitzal patim natashumin. The halacha is even if nitzal, but the fact is he's patim natashumin at that point. He was chayav misa the kaimelon. Rashi says, you know, even though he didn't get killed, Rashi's pointing out. I said, if he gets killed, that's one thing. He's patim from mamon. Here, he's not getting killed. But the fact is, he was chayav misa. It's the same thing as Rashi equates it to chayav misa shogigin without hasra. Even though they're not getting killed, but there's no chayav mamon. Rashi equates the fact that bab machteres is getting. He's getting pater from the mammon, just like Chayv Misa Shogin. Interesting connection Rashi makes. Okay, and then you have the Gemara that says, Amarava, Maitami de Machteres, Chazakina de Maimirach Mo Mamono. A person would naturally stand up for his own money. V'hai Memar Amar. This guy Gana thinks, Yazilna Koy Lapoy. I know he's going to stand up to defend himself a little shavikly. He won't let me do it. Koy Lapoy, Katilnale. I'm prepared to kill him. V'atora Amra, in Balar Gachashkim Gohargo. That's what Rashi quoted in Chumash. Okay, so now let's go back to Rabba. So what did Rabba say? Two situations. One situation, there'll be a chiyuv dalad v'hei. The other situation will be part of dalad v'hei. Again, what's the underlying principle? Machteres chayiv misa. That's point one. It's a chiyuv misa like a rodef, like we saw. Point two, if there's a chiyuv misa of machteres, a rodef, so what also applies by extension, a din called the same way we have by whatever chiyuv misa might be. So that would be a basis to pater from a chiyuv mamon. But what type of chiyuv mamon? Mamon, not knas. But if there'll be an exemption on the chiyuv mamon based on the kamdravine of machteres, so then what will be affected? Even though in theory chiyuv knas should exist even in the face of a chiyuv misa, but since there's no package of Dalet Vehei, once there'll be the tour on the Karen, so then there's no longer Chiyav Dalet Vehei. The same basic principle that we discussed regarding Shabbos. Okay, so that's basically what we have. It's plugging in the formula that we had by Shabbos within the framework of Machteres. So, therefore, case number one was where it was Gedi Ganuv Lo, meaning that before you get to the Chiyav Misa Machteres, there was already a Chalos Chiyav of Gneva, of Chiyav Karen, and perhaps Kefal based on Gneva, of Gneva without Machteres. And then what was Machteres? That was just the tzvicha. So now the chiyuv is a knas chiyuv. A knas chiyuv will not get exempted with the chiyuv misa machter. So that's the case of chayiv. Kfanis chayiv b'gneiv kodin. Yeah, the case was ganav tavach b'machter. So let's get into fine print a little bit here. Ganav tavach b'machter. What's the case of ganav lo by Shabbos? Because we're paralleling the cases. So we had some discussion about that. By the earlier Rabbah, there was ganav lo with what? How did Rashi learn it?
Erev Shabbos.
And then other Rishonim suggested, the Rashba suggested, that you can have what? On Shabbos. But it was this case where it wasn't yet the Chiv Mis of Shabbos. He made Hagbah and whatever. It wasn't yet, there was no Chil Shabbos yet. Now by Machteres, it was Gun of Lo before Machteres, meaning, stop, he stole it. And now there was a Tabach the Machteres. How do you have the case like that exactly? What's going on? We think it through. What's the case? I mean, was there a Machteres here? So then the Genev was the Machteres, no? What would it mean? Rashi doesn't give us an explanation of the case exactly. What does it mean? Gun of Lo before Machteres, and then the Tvich was the Machteres. What could it mean?
He broke the panel in.
He broke in through the front door. See what you mean?
No, it'd be anywhere, not in the Machteres, the guy's property on the top.
Okay, in the Chatzer. Okay. And now he finds himself in the Machteres after that. There's a Machteres also, he did. But the Geneva wasn't through the Machteres. Okay, and now the Tvicha was the Machteres. Interesting. Could be also, you have to know the halacha here, but let's say the Machteres was on the way out. So it could be a machlokes. But let's assume for a second that would also be the same halacha Machteres. So that could be simple. In other words, he went through the front door, did the Geneva, now he's on his way out through the tunnel. Okay, Tavach the Machteres. Yeah, Yoni.
Isn't the house on the house would have seen
Machteres,
doesn't it?
That we'll see the Gemara on base in a minute. That not yes and no. Yes and no. It could be Hasra, you'll need. So if you have to figure out if there is the same, then you have to figure out some other scenario of Geneva where it was not on the level of Machteres. Yeah. But the Machteres was on the way out, that you could assume like that. That would be the case of Ganuvlo, Utvacho, Ganuvlo, and then Tvacho Machteres. And what would be the case of Ganav the Tabach the Machteres? Again, parallel to before. What was before by Ganav the Tabach the Shabbos? So what do we have before? According to Rashi, there was a case of a Tzah, and then there was also a Tvicha. Yeah. And what did the Rishonim suggest? Alternative pshat? That it was all Tvicha. Tvicha serves as the Geneva and the Rashba, if you remember, had a riot to that pshat. Because the Rashba was of the opinion. He had a problem with the case of Rashi, separate from the Hotzah Shailas of Chaynosius Atzmo, the side point. There was another kashya in terms of the case. Because according to Rashi, that was Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos meant that he was in Otsa on Shabbos, and then he did Tvicha on Shabbos, and he's Pater because on the Tvicha because he's Pater on the Karen. So what did the Rashba ask? Said even if it was Ganav B'Shabbos and Tavach L'Chol should be Pater. And the Ritva and Kibbeger, they come with a whole new Torah to explain why that wouldn't be so. The Rashba assumed, and we still haven't figured out quite where the Rashba is coming from, but the Rashba says that is clearly the case. In Achinami, Ganav B'Shabbos, Tavach B'chol, if it was Ganav B'Shabbos with Hotzah, would pater him from the Karen on the Gneva, and then it'd be Tavach B'chol, he'd be pater. Therefore, the Rashba prefers to learn Pshat. Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos means that the Tavach was the Gneva, and he's chayiv everything together. So now, how would this carry over to Machteres? Ganav V'Tavach B'Machteres is pater. Now, what would be the case? Now, the Rashba had another point over there with the Ganav, by the Tavach, the Shabbos. What did the Rashba add about the way that it happened? Where was the animal? In his chatzer. And what did he think? His das was to what? To be zocha as a Ganav together with the Tvicha. So therefore, the Tvicha is what's giving him the kinyan igneva, as well as now the machayev and the dal vehe. And that's why there'll be a p'tur and dal vehe, because there's also a p'tur and a gneva. Otherwise, if you zolch and a gneva before the tzvicha, then you know, then again, you'd have the basis to be machayev him on the dal vehe, because he's chayev and a gneva before the tzvicha. But the answer is his das was only to be gonevit with the tzvicha. So now go back to the line of the Rashba, how he now plugs in by Machteris. He has to do the same thing. Just to fill in that, we skipped those two lines at the first bed of the Rashba. We didn't read the Gemara of Machteris. Go back and see what the Rashba says on the case of Machteris. Similar thing. Okay, there's two lines in the middle of that Rashba that we saw last time. So again, he asks the Kasha, you'll just frame it again. He asks the Kasha and Rashi, why does it have to be Tavach? B'Shabbos, Tavach B'chol should be the same thing. And because of that, Kash Nira Lefaresh, Shahai Sabei Maschavero, Nebutza Lachadzeru, V'Niskavin L'Ganva, V'Liskos Ba'im Shchitasa. D'Iru V'Niskavin Liskos Ba' Kodim Shchita, V'Niskai V'Gneva, M'Shar Shizach Ba' M'Niskai V'Nafsh Avi Ad Shas Shchit. V'Hadig Nakad Ha'Yigdi Ganav Lo Tavach B'Shabbos, that's the other case, Ha'Yigdi Ganav Lo Kodim Shchita, even on Shabbos. V'Chei Nami, okay, find where he says v'chein nami. Fellows have the Rashba. V'chein nami, in the, if you have the Kovetz, it's the left column on the fifth line from the top, toward the end of the line. V'chein nami had yamrinan gana v'tavach v'machteres chayiv. That's the second case of Rabba by Machteres. Had yamrinan gana v'tavach v'machteres chayiv. So again, ganav v'tavach v'machteres. What does it say? No, what does it say by yes? Well, something's wrong, right?
Yeah, they change the gears in another round.
They change it? Good, good, good. They have to change it. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
What should it be?
It's a putter.
Putter, yeah, it has to be. No, something's wrong, okay? Make your changes if you have it on your own. Okay, it has to be. It doesn't sound right. You have to chop right away these the kovetz is nice in one way, but it's another way. So you have to be suspicious, right? Okay. So v'chein hadam minan gana v'tava b'machteres patur lav b'goni b'machteres u'achas shah tava b'machteres atzma. It's not like there was a gneva b'machteres and a tava b'machteres. We don't want it to be that. That wasn't the case by Shabbos either. It wasn't gana b'Shabbos. It was the tvicha was the gneva and the tvicha. So we have to do something similar over here. It wasn't Ganav Machteres, and then after that, Tavach Machteres. And why can't it be that? Because it would be the same Kasha they had on Rashi by the other case. Because if that were the Pshat, that was a Ganav Machteres and then Tavach Machteres, why would you have to come on to what? To be Tavach where? No? Chevra. Tavach Machteres. Rabbi Ganav Machteres. Bekahai Gavna, Maishna Tavach Machteres. Avir Tavach Bachutz Nami Pater. If it were the Pshat that was a Ganav Machteres, then you could have Tavach Bachutz. The Rashi Shitasa. This is something that the Ritva wouldn't accept. But he holds that if it's gone up in a state of coming down mine, which patters you from the Gneva, so then you could have the Tvicha later, not in the context of coming down mine, and you patter the Mela, because there's no basis now for the balance, because you don't have the Korchiv. So it couldn't be Pshat, Ganav Tavach Machteres, it was Ganav, and then it was Tavach Machteres. Same point, same logic as before. Ella, so what must be the case here of Ganav, the Tavach Machteres Patur? Kishigbiyo b'machteres. So what did he do? He lifted it up in that tunnel, he lifted up, which is a Maisa Kinyan of a Ganav. But, what was his das, and he did the Hagbah? Velonis kavin liskos behagbaoso ad shas shchita. But his das was to be zocha as a ganif with what? Not with this mais hagbah, but with the shchita, which is tivah afterwards. Ve'im shchita so yiskebo. Mele vahi shaita ba'adadi asilei upater. So what is he doing? He's just doing something similar to before, but I think you'll notice there's a bigger chidush here than in the earlier case. What did he do before by the Shabbos case? It came. It was in his chatzah. And his das was not to be a ganav until he'll shecht it. So, and therefore, it's coming together, the gnev and tficha coming together in a state of kim drav minei of the tficha and Shabbos. So how does he accomplish the same thing over here? Ganav tamach machteres. He does agbar b'machteres, but he doesn't want to be a ganav yet. He doesn't want to be zoch in the gneva until the tvicha. Comes the tvicha, now what kicks in? The zchi of the gneva, simultaneous with the generating the chi of knas. And it all has in it the state of kamadravim of machteres. So now since the kamadravim of machteres patters from the gneva, which is now kicking in with the tvicha, because that was what he had in mind when he did the agbar. So then it would come out, he's patter from everything. So it was the equivalent of the animal being in his chatzer, in the case of machteres, is what? The agbar. Notice something very striking. You know, if it's just a question of being passive, is my chatzer koneh for me or not? So then you say, I want my chatzer to be koneh for me as a ganef when I do that ma'aser tvicha. Okay, that's a chiddush perhaps in one way too, but okay, it's passive. So I don't want the chatzer to be koneh for me. I want it to be with the tvicha. But here you're doing a ma'aser agbar. You're doing a ma'aser kinyan. It's not a passive reality that the chatzer is koneh for the ganef. We saw in the Rashba too that the chiddush that the chatzur, had he had das bikonu with the chatzur, that would make him a ganef. He didn't do a maisa gneva, and the ksos was medayik and nashi, did a maisa gneva, good, so maybe the Rashba disagrees, but good, but the response would be, but on that level, that you can be a ganef b'machshava, with kinyan chatzur, you can divert the gneva to be chal, what, not with the chatzur right now, but with the maisa shchita. Okay, that was what the Rashba said before. But here you're taking it a step further. Here you're dealing with a person who's doing a ma'is agbar as a ganef. He's doing agbar in someone else's animal, and he's able to what? To have the kavana that the kinyanik neva and the chiyuvik neva should only be associated not with this but with the shchita. The kinyan is the agbar. I mean, later, let me even from another angle. Before, the animal is still in his chatzer at the time of the tvich. So you can tell me that being in the chatzer is not konef to you with a ganev, because you don't want to be konef yet until the gneva, until the tvicha. Comes the tvicha, where's the animal? In your chatzer. And now you want, together with that slitting of the throat of the animal, that's when you want that the kinyan gneva of the chatzer should now kick in together with the tvicha. Okay, so you could have the tvicha b'chatzero making him a ganev together with a dal v'hechiv. Here the hagbah was first, put it down. As far as the Kenyan Geneva is concerned, it came and went. I mean, who says it's still moved by even? You know, just taking it a step further. But even if separate, I mean, and even if it was, I think it's a chiddush that you can do the Maisa Kenyan, not a passive Maisa Kenyan, and still that doesn't make you a ganav, because I want it to be with the tzvicha. To me, that sounds like a chiddush. I don't know. If you think it's not a chiddush, I think it's a big chiddush. The Rashba takes it a step further, that he can have the das with the hagbah, that the kinyan gneva only comes later. Three questions. One, two. Two. Okay, two questions. Yeah.
If you pick, let's say in a situation you go into a machteres, you pick up an animal, you put it down and leave without any das. Would you be chayav gneva there?
It's a good question. So it sounds from the Rashba the same way by chatzer. If you don't want the chatzer to be konef for you, you're not a ganef. So it sounds like you wouldn't be ganef here either. You picked up someone else's animal, but you didn't want to be zochet. So maybe it's also chiddush. I agree with you. But mamish, you did a ma'isa gneva, but you wanted to be with the to be zochet with the tvicha. Something to keep in mind. What do you do with this? The Rashba says it. Yeah, yes.
Don't we find cases in Talmud Mitzia, read a mashicha, and you may take a kinyan, but the kinyan isn't chal until a later point. So couldn't this be in that type of similar
kinyan v'lachalamid?
Right, so I mean, you find that you have to.
That's where you have to go with this. Yeah, so you have to know something called kosa kinyano. You have to know. Yeah, we do find a kinyan for lachalamit. But first of all, you may be right by mekachumemka, but the problem is, so why is it a bigger? Why is it a harder thing over here? The kinyanig neva. Who creates the kinyan? What makes the kinyanig neva? Is it you? You do what's called a ma'isa gneva. What happens memela? What makes it b'shusa? You did it, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, Ukbe Rachmana Bishu says, we'll see the lesson of Gemara Sanhedrin. It's not the same as, even if you're correct, you could have Mekadosh a woman, as long as the Kesef is still here, so you can have the Kesef is here, the condition is Chalach Alamed. Good, but hear the difference. Here it's a Maisa Geneva that has in it Kinyanin, so to speak, that come with it, with the Torah saying that it's, but are you a balabas to make that kind of, you know, that kind of cheshbon? Now again, in the case of a chatzar, perhaps it's not as bad, because, you know, just like a person, 2 seconds, doesn't want a chatzar to be konef to himself. It can't be konef about karcho. So maybe that's why they chatzar. But here he's doing a nice agba. He's saying also he doesn't want to be konef, but how can it be konef afterwards? By the case of the chatzar, it's still in his chatzar later on. So at what point does the negative das lift, that the chatz is not konef for you, at the time that he starts the shechita? So he starts the slitting of the neck, so now he's not negating the kinyan chatzar of the geneva, so, and it's still in his chatzar after all. So I don't have as much of a problem in that case. Except that, you know, maybe you could argue, b'chal, you shouldn't have a geneva without a maisa geneva to begin with. But the Rashba is master, if I had das to be gonev with the chatzar, even without closing the door, it's also geneva, against Rashi, okay. But to say that I don't want the chatzar to be konef for me until the shechita, and it's still there in my chatzar, and then by the shechita I'm willing to have the geneva be konef for me, all right, that's habitzar, that's not so bad. But what's the difference over here? The hagbah was now. The shechita was later. It's not nekach u'memka, it's not kedushin, it's geneva. I can do a hagbah as a ganef, and I want that the kinyanim that the Torah gives the ganef through the ma'isa kinyan of geneva should become applicable at a later point with the tficha. Unless you tell me that the tficha itself becomes the ma'isa geneva. A new kinyan, the shinoy of the tficha, I don't know, where we're going with this. Is that what he means? So this is what's bothering me. Yosef Falav, yeah?
Wouldn't that be the point, though? Because just like you mentioned in all of those cases, as long as it's be'ain, that you can say la'achalam.
Yeah, the moment is be'ain, but
it's still somewhat birushu.
Yeah, stand.
So it's not actually
the shuso is good. But wait, but the point is, it's not here. It's hagbah. So the hagbah, presumably he picked it up, he put it down. Now he shechts it. It's on the ground. He's shechting it on the ground. He's not doing hagbah at the time he's shechting it. The hagbah was done, and then it's over. And the Rashba is suggesting here that you can have the das b'shas hagbah that you won't be a ganav until what? Until the tficha. There's no hagbah at the time of the tficha. So there's multiple levels here. I mean, it's more than a passive thing. It's not chatzer. It's a ma'isa kinyan. So I can, and if the Torah is making the chiyuvim, it's not me, and the geneva is not, and the hagbah is not here later. Presumably, it's just the tzvicha. No.
Do we not find by Rechayer was in Silas that we see that the second kinyan can be made just through the fact that you destroy the item or destroy?
Okay,
the
so I have to know. So does the Rashba mean that the tzvicha? Okay, so the tzvicha becomes, but don't fix it yet. You're saying that the tficha becomes a gneva.
You went out of hagbah, and we see that.
Just like the Rashba before.
Right.
Was tava. Yeah, but you see, you still needed the context of the kinyan gneva. Even there, the pashtus, that's what I was medayik, that it had to be b'chaseiro. If you tavach someone else's animal in the street, Rishis Rabim, you could be a mazik, but not a ganav. So you need the kinyan of chatzah, and you have it. It's still in the chutz. So where's the kinyan? Apparently the tzvich alone can't serve as the kinyan. Yes, Arya.
Yeah, who's the rishis is the machteris?
I presume it's the rishis of the person whose house it is. If it's underground, his house, but it's still his, it's his property.
So if it's still in his rishis and you're just doing hagbah,
maybe hagbah is koner b'shus habayla. We know that. That's like the Mishnah in Meruba and Ein Tes. Hagbar is kone b'chal makom.
I'm saying, if you don't take it out of the shus, is it totally clear that his das is to steal it?
So you're saying like this: I could be picking up something in your rishus, and I don't want to steal. I don't become a ganav. Okay, right. That's correct. But here the point is that I want this to serve as a kinyan for my geneva in 10 minutes when I begin to shecht it. That's the issue. No, to say that I do agban someone else's chayfets and I don't want to be a ganav. Okay, we can debate. Maybe that doesn't make me a ganav just because I picked it up shelo bishus. To be chai ba'onsin. Okay, we could investigate that. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that you need a kinyan for Gneva. And presumably the tficha is not going to be the kinyan. The Rashba needed the tficha before to be b'chatzero, in his own chatzer, by the case by Shabbos. So you needed to have the kinyan context of a kinyan Gneva for the tficha to be a Gneva. You also needed the context of a kinyan. So what's the kinyan here? The Hagbah. But the Hagbah is not going to be making you a ganef at the time of the Hagbah because your das was only later. There's something here that has to be thought through. It's not pashut. If I'm not mistaken, I have to look it up again. I think that there was a letter that was sent from Chan Vassaman to Shoma Hyman that was printed in a volume of Yeshua and in a volume Lamed. And he had this problem along these lines of this Rashba, this line of Rashba. I have to look it up exactly how he raised the question. I mean, I may be elaborating, maybe I'm not quite getting it, but I think it was something along these lines, if I'm not mistaken. But okay, this has to be thought about. Let's come back to the sugi itself. Okay. And again, all of this is the Rashba l'shitaso on what issue? That the Rashba feels that ganav b'shabbos v'tavach b'chol, or ganav b'machteres v'tavach b'chutz, the din would be the same. Pat. Right? So therefore, he has to try to construct these cases that Rabbi couldn't have spoken about a case of b'chol, because the way the case is built in, it had to be, the tavach had to be on Shabbos. Then he said, maybe in the Chanani, who had in that case. But either way, the din would be clear for the Rashba. That tavach b'chol, tavach b'chutz would be also pater. And what do we see in the Ritva and Bukid Eger differently? What do we see there? That the tavach b'chol would be a basis to mechayev you anew, even though there was a kam dravni on the first part, and we have to maybe revisit that point and the Rashba's disagreement on the Ritva. Let's now come back to the sugi itself. Zok the Gemara. Now, having mentioned his dinim, both in connection to Shabbos, again, gedi ganav lo, and then tavach b'shabbos, so then you'll be chayiv d'aladehei, but ganav etavach b'shabbos, you're pater, imen gneva en tficha, and then repeating similarly the same principles by the machteres analogy, that gedi ganav lo, and then tavach machteres is chayiv, and ganav etavach b'machteres is pater, same cheshbin, imen gneva en tficha. Why did Rabbi have to repeat his points twice? So the Gemara is going to do tzricha. Now, keeping in mind the following, we will say, keeping in mind the following. When the Gemara is going to say a svara of the tzrichasa, are we discussing the case of ptur, which is the second case, or the case of chiyuv? These variables that are going to be mentioned in the tzrichasa are relevant for Rabbah to have repeated it because of the case of your chayiv, the gun of law before the kamadravinei, or these svaras that relate to the halacha p'tur. Let's see how Rashi will learn, let's see how Tosis will learn, and we'll have fun, right? Go, let's see. Zok de Gemara utzricha. Rabbi had to tell me both cases. The iyash mi'inan Shabbos. If he would have only told me what he said by Shabbos, mishum de isura isur olam. Shabbos is an Isser Olam. That means that the Isser means the Onesh. In other words, the Onesh that comes for the Isser of Chol Shabbos is something that's permanent. He's Chayav Misa L'Olam Boim. Avo Machteres, the Isser Shahu, Emelo. But the Kim Dravnei of Machteres is a different situation. It's only during the window of time he's from Machteres that you can kill him. So therefore, I would say it's different. Okay, that's part one. The iyash me'ina machteres. If I would tell me by machteres, what Rabbi said by machteres, mishum de machtar to zuhi hasra asa. the svar that appears in the Ksugin Sanhedrin, we'll see in a second where the Gemara mentions it. But what do the words mean? The fact that he's in the machteres, that's tantamount to asra. There's no need to issue a formal warning. You can kill him without asra, in other words. So the fact that he's in a situation of machteres, that's already equal to having given asra. You don't need to give asra. And that's why Rabbi would say maybe only over there what he said, because of the machteres asra asa. Avos Shabbos debaya hasra, but Shabbos that needs hasra, it's not a given already that there was hasra. Emelo tzvicha. Gemara is very cryptic. Gemara has svaris ulkan ulkan. Shabbos has the chumrah, if you will, of isuro isur ola. Machteres is only l'sha. And by contrast, machteres has the quote chumrah of that you don't need asra, and therefore maybe only there, and not by Shabbos we need asra. But Gabi, what are we bringing this in? Regarding what? Regarding what issue? So let's go. Part one, right? If I only said Shabbos, Shabbos is what? Is Isur Ola. So let's begin to look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Mishum di Isure Isur Ola. Says Rashi Pshat. Any time that there'll be Edim that will testify that he did the Aver Chil Shabbos, Yimisu Beis Din. Beis Din has the right at any point beyond after the Chil Shabbos to kill him. Hilkach Chamira Misa Dila Lepotro Mimamo. Therefore, the Chiyuv Misa by Shabbos is stronger that it has the ability to pater for Mamo. So for Rashi, what's the issue here that we're discussing the Sfichas regarding what part of Rabbah? The Ptur. Maybe that which the Chi of Misa Patas Mamo. Now this part two of Rabbah's statements is what we're relating to. Gana v'tavach b'Shabbos is Patur, means it will pater from the Keren, and based on that pater from the subsequent balance of the Dalet v'Hei. So he says it by Shabbos, and he says the same Chidush again by Machteres. Gana betavach the machteres pater. So if I only said Shabbos, I would say maybe only by Shabbos what? Only by Shabbos there's a koach that the chi of misa, which is chamur, in what sense? The chi of misa of Shabbos is la'olam voya, they could kill him at any time. Basin could kill him for the chil Shabbos. That has a koach to pater for mama. However, machteres the isur shah, which means the ilo maskach le hahishaita, if you're not going to find him at that point, when he's in the machteres, sulo mikto, he has no right to be killed afterwards. It's only in the machteres he can kill. So what would you say? Maybe then you would not have the din of kimid rabbinay to begin with. Rashi stops with that, and Rashi doesn't spell out the other direction. What would be now the other direction? If I only had machteres, I would say over there, there's a chiv, there's a ptur on the mamon, on the geneva, because kimid rabbinay would exist by the machteres. Because that's a chamor, because you don't need asra, but maybe by Shabbos you wouldn't say kimdravni. Rashi doesn't bother spelling out the other direction, but the issue seems to be regarding the pattering of the mama. When Tosus begins to discuss this issue, Tosus seems to be learning a derech zeh, but with a little twist, a wrinkle here. Mishum di isura yisur olam, says Tosus. Meaning, Shemchilo Shabbos. Then La'achar Shabbos Ya'idu Rabbi Argu. They can kill him anytime afterwards. So they'll come to Beis Din. He has still the Chi of Misa on him right now. Abba Machteres. Afa bi Shemitzchai Benafsha Ba'oda B'Machteres. Mikol Mokom. Acha Shiyotza Silo Havi Bartola. Okay, that's all Derech Rashi. But Tosus adds what point? And therefore, I would say maybe there's no din of Kimid Rabbinay by Machteres. Why not? Velo Havi Dumidim Ye'asam. So Tosus plugs it in to the whole makar of Kimid Rabbinay. The makar of Kimid Rabbinay is what? That Misa Patas Mamon is what? Im Yia Ason Lo Yeonesh. If the woman dies, or there's a Chi of Misa that should come for having killed the woman, so then Lo Yeonesh. What type of Chi Misa are we dealing with in that drasha, in that pasuk? A Chi Misa that could always exist, Yisr Olam, analogous to Shabbos. But a chi of misa like machteres, which is only for the window of time that he's in machteres, you don't have any mucker in the drasha that should also have the din of misa patering mum. So maybe it wouldn't say kim drabmine. So it's clear from Tosus here that how is he learning like Rashi that the issue has to do with when you say kim drabmine. So, in other words, maybe you wouldn't take value by machteres. And the answer is that even though it's not a perfectly matched up to the Mia Aso, but he's chayiv misa nonetheless during that point of time, that also patters. And what's the other direction? We'll get to, everyone's probably asking the same question. And what's the other way? If I only had machteres,
maybe that's why Rashi doesn't spell it out.
No, then I would say only there there's a kim drav mine. Because machtarto zuyas ra'aso, just to see where that appears, just to, I'm going to show you where the Gemara says a svar, it's not just here. Look at Amid Beis over there, and I'm in Beis, just take a look with me for a minute. Halfway down the Amud or so. Tanu Rabbanan, the line begins, Ein Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. So the line begins with the words, Ke'echad Ein Melamdin, Tanu Rabbanan, Machteres Ein Le'ela Machteres, Gago Chatzero Karfifo Minayin. How bad if he broke in through some other means, not through tunneling? Roof, courtyard. Tamaloma, you might say, Haganach Mikom Makom. He's still prepared to kill him. In Kema Tamaloma Machteres. Nesherov Ganav Mitsuyim Machteres. This is what Yoni was alluding to before, that, this Yoni, right? Yoni G. Right? It could be other ways, not just Machteres. But wait, another Braisa. Tanya Idach. Machteres, Engli Ela Machteres. Gago chatzer kafifo minayin tamrom yimatsi agana mikom makom im kain ma tamrom machteres. So why is the Torah emphasize machteres? Says the Gemara, what? These words machter to zui hasva asa. What distinguishes a machteres scenario from, let's say, going through the roof or going through the courtyard? In the case of machteres, there's no need to issue a warning. Machter to zui hasva asa, zot Rashi in the first wide line of Rashi. Why is Machteres different? They don't have to warn him. Because what did this guy bother doing? The Kevan, the Torach, Umasar Nafshe, Lachtor, the guy went, invested all the time and the effort, and went into a tunnel, which is also not Pashit. Adaita Dach Yasa. Obviously, he's intense, and he is, no hose barred, he's willing to kill. Dikai Lapoi Katil Nule. And there, Amar Torah, Kimi Rodifu, as Rashi points out, he's a Rodif, Ein Tzarech Hasra. And Rodif doesn't need Hasra. Matzira no sabinafsho. Avon nichnas l'chatzero v'gago derech ha-Pesach, eno hargo atzi yasmo be'edim. Chazid d'kamina v'apach, v'katonu lach, I'm going to kill you. And he's makabu Hasra, and he's, I'm willing anyway, I don't care, I'm here, let's go. Then he can kill him. But with that Hasra lo, didom alavadad in the fashis ka'asi. We're not convinced necessarily, if it's not Machteres, that he's going to kill. He figures out the door is open. All right, come in. The door is open. Ashkach pischa lehedya. Oh, adaita di koi bapi lepok. A lot of gandavma that way. You walk in, and then the guy comes. The Baal bus comes down, and he runs out. Right? He's not going to kill. He's not going to be challenged. He'll steal what he can steal. If he gets challenged, he'll run away. But if a ganav that's going, a burglar that's going into the machteres, there already you know that he's out to kill, and he doesn't need any hasra. So that's pshat machtar tozu yasra. So it gets mentioned again at the bottom of the Amud here as well. So the Gemara is using the svara in the case of machteres over here, that maybe only over there do we say that he's putter on the Karen coming to Avmin. What is very difficult according to this pshat? Tosis now about to ask the kasha. What is so difficult in this pasha pshat of the Gemara that the tzricha has to do with the basic halacha of kimre b'derabba minei, that if I had Shabbos, I would only talk about Shabbos having the dinner kan rabba minei because of Yisurah Sarola, but not Machteres. If I had Machteres, I only say kimre over there because Machteres is Yisurah Asa. So what? What's difficult, Yossi? Yeah?
The makar of kimre b'derabba minei is a type of chayavis of
In other words, the makar lo yaso. Yeah, so you have that. You can ask from the pasuk. What else can you ask from? From what? From Meir. We'll get to Rimeir. No, Rimeir out. From the Mishnayis. You see, Sanhedrin ayin beis amin aleph. Hayibab machteres v'shibet sam v'chavis im engel damim pater. What does it say? That there's a din kam drabbet machteres. Correct. And if you open Bava Kama, Hidrikis HaGadish B'Shabbos, Mishnah HaMiniach, Hidrikis HaGadish B'Shabbos, but, so I know, Mishnais tell us that it didn't come to Rav Minei, by Shabbos, by Machteres, Rav needs to tell me that. What is Rabbi telling me more than the Mishnah? Tosus has Ke'inze, the question, because then he turns around and tries to learn a different shot. Says Tosus, so far in the first half, Tosus is learning that you would think maybe it's only by Shabbos, not Machteres. Abo Shabbos de Boyas, right now in the other direction. If I had Machteres, I would only know over there that you're Pater. From the Karen, and then by extension on the Dalet Vehei. Abo Shabbos de Boyas, so then Ganavet Tavach de Shabbos, I wouldn't know that you're Pater because you need Hasra. Maybe it's different. Maybe you won't Pater over there. Emelo, Tema. The Ikir Kimrei Bidrabimine Bertzichaksiv, to be in Hasra. What's the case of Kedaminei? Ki natsu anashim, the emiya ason, lo yanesh. What's the case? Ritzich, that's what Yossi pointed out. That's the case in the Torah that you have to know. That's what you have as well. That's Tosa's initial question. The Ode, and this is the other point that we've said. The Ode, the Shabbos umachteres tarvayotaninu. Both Kedaminei by Shabbos and Kedaminei Machteres are both Mefurash Mishnayis, Mishnayis Mefurashos. The Perek HaMeiniach Naflam Medalim Bavakamat Nan. The Hu Shehidlik is a Gadish B'Shabbos Pater. It says, by the short Shehidlik Yerchayiv, and Hu Shehidlik Pater. Pater, I might say, Atzmo Chayiv HaMaisi Shoro. Hu Shehidlik Pater Nishan Yidam B'Nafsho. That's the Mishnah Bavakama. That's by Shabbos. That Shabbos has the Chiyiv Misa that's necessary to Pater from Mammon. Umachteres nami tanina b'perek ben sorer ha'ibav b'machteres b'shiberes ha'chavis. We just noted him engel damin pater. So because of this, Tosus is going to try to offer another pshat, which he's going to ask on again, and he's going to try to offer another pshat. But in the interim, he's going to try to change the whole tides of the Gemara that the tzrichas doesn't relate to the tour element, but to the chiv element, which we'll have to see in a minute. But at this point, what are we going to say in response in defense of Rashi? I mean, Rashi clearly is learning, the whole focus is on pattering the Chi of Mammon with whichever type of Chi of Misa, Machteres, Shabbos. Hasra is a factor, maybe only where there's no need for Hasra, maybe because it's a Yisr Olam. What's going on here? Let's go with the second Kasha Tosis. Rabbi doesn't need to teach me Mishnais that tell us to Rabbinay by Machteres and by Shabbos. So obviously there must be something in Rabbah that's new that you wouldn't know from the two Mishnahs. By Machteres, I wouldn't know. The fact that you're not by Machteres, yes, but it wouldn't necessarily apply in terms of Rabbah's application of the Kumadrabin. That's the basic Yishai here. Rabbah's application of the Kumadrabin is specifically in the context of what? After all, Rabbah didn't just tell you the halacha itself, that there's a din Kumadrabin by Machteres, a patus from Mammon. That's the Mishnah. Rabbi didn't tell me Chiyim Nisav Shabbos Patas V'mon. The way the Rabbi talked about the Ptur Terminei is to say that if you have a Ptur Terminei that's Chal on what? In Ein what? In Ein Gneva? And Tzvich Alei Mechir. That's where Rabbi presented the application of the Din that the Mishnayis tell us. When the Gemara is making a Tzvichasa, that maybe only there'll be a koach to pater by Shabbos, which is chamor, because Shabbos is Yisr Olam, or only Machteres, because it doesn't need Asra. It has to do with the patering of Kamed Rabbinei in connection, in the context of how Rabbah applied it and extended it to where? To there was a tour on the Karen, and by extension, there's a tour on the balance. So that's obviously what we have to think of in terms of defending Rashi. Now, let's hear what you have to say. What could we say? What does the Ritva say? What can you say? What can we suggest? Yeah? So, Ariel Aaron and anyone else? Yeah.
Perhaps because of this Ptur on the Karen, so then we're going to go so far to Pater the Knas as well, which we already know has Chisha Torah that should be Chayav. So, Patering the Karen should require extra. I mean, in a case in and of itself of Karen and Machteres, without the Knas, I would know your Pater. It's only once we have the Knas, so maybe I need more of a reason to exempt the Karen, because this Karen also been exempted.
Okay, so because of the ramification, everyone here, Ariel, is saying you're Mechavit to the Ritva, or you saw the Ritva, one or the other. Okay, good. So you're Mechavit to the Ritva. Also good. It's better. Okay, in that regard. Okay, so what do we have in the Ritva, and what is Ariel saying? But we have to explain it. It's not pashut. I mean, let's see if people can hear it. I mean, it's not simple. What does he say? The fact that you can patter with a chiyuv misa of machteres, a chiyuv misa of Shabbos, if all that's at stake is keren, all that's at stake is the chiyuv mamon, no, that's mishnais. That you don't need rabbi. But here, what are we doing with it? We're allowing a p'tur to take effect on the keren, and with that, you're going to now, what's going to fall away by extension, what's the fallout that's going to come of this coming drive today? That you're not going to have the knas either. In the context of that, maybe you could argue that when does a chiyav misa pater a keren that's going to ultimately translate into a p'tur on the remaining balance on the dalav v'hei, that's maybe an onesh chamor that's iser olam like Shabbos, but not machteres. Machteres can pater if all you have is just a chiyav mamon by itself. But if it's going to be a chain reaction that from that is going to lead that you're not going to have the dalav v'hei as a result, maybe there the chiyav misa machteres is not strong enough to create that kind of a p'tur that's going to have the chain reaction. I'm just using melitzas right now. We'll go into it for a second. To also patter the dalav v'hei, kamash malan rabba, no, but machteres as well. That you're going to say that a main gneiv and tzvicha. And if I just had machteres, then I'll go the other direction. I say, of course, Shabbos can patter a chiyav mamon. But in order to, here it's going to not just be the chiyav mamon that's going to ultimately have fallout to patter the dalav v'hei. Maybe only machteres, which is chamur, because it doesn't need asra, can patter to the extent that you'll patter the keren, and also therefore the dalav v'hei will disappear. But maybe by Shabbos, which isn't as chamur, needs asra, maybe I won't patter the keren, because it's going to lead after all to patering the dalav v'hei. So because there's like a there's another layer here that the tour of the keren is going to ultimately impact on, so maybe I would suggest maybe only certain chiyuvim would be able to patter b'kihai gavna, where it's also going to translate into the chiyuv to the patering the knas as well. Okay, it's very interesting, but we need to be masber better, right? Yeah, yes.
The Ritva's understanding Rashi, I mean, how we understood Rashi before with regards to the Karen, when you knocked out the Karen, therefore you couldn't fulfill the Knas. It wasn't that the Knas is a direct correlation, the Patra of the Knas has a direct correlation to Patra of the Karen has a direct correlation to Patra of the Knas. It was more that the lack of the Karen, okay, so therefore you can't do the Knas. So what is the power of a Patra have to do with extending
it? Good, you're asking good. Very good. In other words, the fact is, the chips should fall where they may. In other words, if there's a p'tur and a keren, there's a p'tur and a keren, manafshach. That's the rule. The basis of patering from the dalet v'hei, Rashi says, because dalet v'yam rachmana v'lo gimel v'dalet. So if there's a p'tur and a keren, then I'm left with gimel v'dalet. So what's the maneuvering room here? Like, how can you hold, you know, hostage the issue of, you know, patering the keren because of the fact that, oh, it's going to lead to that. If it leads to that, it leads to that. Like, what how did this become a factor now? Seemingly, one issue is one issue, and the other issue is what is another issue. Go gimel v'dalet. Let me just read the Ritva, see if it helps a little bit. But that, I mean, what does he say? I mean, you want a little...
Respond to Yosef. The knas isn't like an extra atom; it becomes part of the chiyuv. So once it's part of the chiyuv, it's reason.
It is part of the chiyuv. So in effect, it's patterning that too. No, it isn't.
It's the first step.
Go fight it out. Go. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
It's not actually part of the chiyuv.
I find it for me more.
That's the beginning, and then it happens to be that you have an additional knas later on. You can have a keren without further knas. Very easily.
Nobody.
Okay, so that's
how
they figure
it out.
Eight times. Well, the argument that they're having, it seems like it would make more sense for people like the other Rishonim that the Karen is happening in a different time than the Knas. But Rashi holds it that the tour on the Karen is from the Hutsah. So that's even a totally separate inning, meaning the Ptur of Kimlei on the Keren already exists before you even have this eating now.
Good.
For the other reason, I can hear a little better that, fine, if they're happening at the same time, maybe... The
interesting thing is it could be in a gear that, if it's a different point in time, then you see it's not really... Okay. It's interesting. And then the Ritva thing, after all, B'das Rashi.
Right.
Let's look at the Lashon of Ritva, just to see if we enlighten ourselves a little bit with the Lashon. Not that it's going to help that much, but just to see it in Sa'osius Machkimos. So let's find the Ritva here. Yeah. Also, you should know, if you want, for tomorrow, if you want to look at it again, look at the Ritva, look at the Ra'at, because all the various Pshatim, the other Pshatim also get mentioned in the Ra'at and the Ritva. So the Ritva says as follows. Tzricha. The Iyash Me'in on Shabbos. Lishna Muchach Behedya, the Leptura Hu De Abdinan Tzvichusa. The first thing he points out is that the Lashna Gemara, and the Ritva explains a bit more why that is, that the Lashna Gemara is Mashma, that the Tzvichusa relates to the Ptur. In other words, the case of Rabbah, the second part of Rabbah's statements, that are the Ptur, that's where you would think maybe only in this case that you have that Ptur. That you patter the one and then the male the rest. And not in the other cases. V'hainu d'amar, yesh min ha-shabbos ha-v'amina m'shem d'yisura chamur, d'avi yisur olam, ro'ilom ha-kom drabim ne'lo poto mamu. U'miyu, v'ekter ritva, ikal ha-medak, rabi p'tura, mai tzvichas ha-ikal klal. What kind of tzvichas is there? D'im ishim d'patrim min ha-keren, if it's because we're patrim from keren, d'kim reib drabim ne'y, mali yisur Chamur, Mali, Yisr, Kal, Ha'en L'chal, L'chayv, Shtei Rishayis. He asks the Kasha based on Svar. He doesn't bring the Mishnayis. He says, look, En L'chayv, Shtei Rishayis. It's about the Ptur of the Karen, so what's the difference how Chamur the Yisr is? It's still Halacha of Shtei Rishayis. It's interesting. What's interesting is that we're now dealing with Malkus Amam, we're dealing with Misa Amam. And the Ritva uses wet jargon. And it sounds like even though we've been making like two separate kind of categories of Chaim, certainly sort as like two different dinim, the Ritva seems to see everything somehow boils down to the same fundamental idea. You know, the lumdus Iyatel Chavishim Shteirishayos is relevant by Misa and Mammon as well. That's the first thing you can just take out of this Ritva. So he asked it in Svar, what should be a difference? The fact is Shteirishayos. V'imishim Tura Knas. So that's also clear. So why would Yisr Chamur, Yisr Kal have anything to do with the issues here? Both points of Rabbah are founded in separate principles that have their own integrity. That you should have Kim Dramine, Shtei Rishayos should be clear no matter whether Yisr Chamur, Yisr Kal, and the Din of Dal Behe Velo Gim of Dal should be clear as well. I don't know why Ritva didn't ask from the Mishnayis. I mean, to me, that would be even a better kasha. Why did it only ask me? So I don't know. V'yesh mitarsim, he says. D'shayni hocha, d'ptur ha-keren, goreim ptur ha-knas. The ptur keren is a cause in the patterning the knas. V'havi amina, b'cholki ha-gavna, lo yiftar afna keren. So if that's the case, I would think maybe you wouldn't even put it from keren. Kevan, shechid shek torah v'knas is how you began, are you good? And after all, the Torah wants there to be knas, even in the face of a chiv misa. So if you have a situation where the chiv knas is going to get exempted because of the chiv keren, so that notion of chidushu of knas should be able to challenge the kibud rabbanei on the chiv misa, on the chiv mamon. Kamash malan that la'olam patam na keren bein b'isachamer bein b'isakal v'apish apturo goyim turo shel knas. So, because the Ptur is going from the knas, I might have thought to distinguish between Issa Chomer, Issa Kal. Issa Chomer, be it Machteris because it's Noasra, or Shabbos because it's Issa Olam. So, that's only over there would you allow that the Ptur can be going to Shal Knas. But in a case where it's a weaker Chi of Misa, so then the Ptur should not take effect because it's going to be going to Shal Knas. Still very, very vague. It's hard to know Lemaisa what to make of it, especially as you say, it's not the same time according to Rashi. Maybe there's another way to think about this. I don't know if it's going to, I don't think it's necessarily Pshat in the Ritva. Maybe at some point you can try to help the Ritva with this, but I want to think about the following svara that maybe we can elaborate on, flesh out a little bit tomorrow in the beginning. But I want you to think about this for a second. Again, I don't know that it's pshat in the Ritva. I'm not saying that's pshat in the Ritva, but it could help us in the end for the Ritva too, possibly. The idea that im ein geneva ein tficha ve ein mechira, right? That's the point of Rabbi's second statement, right? So because there's a ptur that's chal on the geneva, on the keren, so now you're left with shlosha v'dal gimel v'dalid and not dalid v'hei. In what sense was there really a ptur that was chal on the keren? In what sense? What makes that tour on the Karen? What's the principle? Kimi drab mine. So we ask. So we know. Kimi drab mine from the Mishnayos. We know Machteres from the Sanhedrin 9 days. We know Shabbos from Bava Kama Lamed Dalet. What does Kimi drab mine mean? You're putter from paying. Absolutely. In every regard. What have we seen already on this issue? Shitas Rashi Bamitsiya Sadi Aleph Esnan Asvatofil Baalimo. Now this is by Mammon, but we'll see if we apply it to Knas as well. But Rashi says that there's a Chiv Latzisidei Shemayim. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Ad Kedekach, not just that, but what else does Rashi say? Inamin Rashi Tfisa works. It says it really is a Chiv. Person has a right to claim what's coming to him. Now, Shaila is, does Knas have that same halach? So what do we see about this once before? We saw the Tosis earlier on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Beis that seems to assume that wouldn't be true when it comes to Knas. Because Knas, the Chiyuv only comes with the Hamad of the Din. The Garshan HaGemara there was, this connects to the case of Aydei Shliach. Come back to it. So Rashi says, Chiyuva Ram Ya'alei. Could be, Rashi holds it even by Knas. There's a Chiyuv. We talked about this issue. To what extent is there a Chiyuv by Knas even before Amad Vedin? Could be there is something of a Chiyuv. We had some discussion of that issue. Now, if you tell me that there really is a chiyuv, it's just that Beis Din doesn't enforce it, is it so clear to everybody that there should be a ptur on knas? Is it so clear that we would say im ein gneva et ficha ve mechira, and we would say that gimel v'dalet it's not dalet v'hei? If there's a chiyuv keren, really, just that Beis Din can't force it, and now comes tficha. So Beis Din can enforce what it can enforce. And what it couldn't enforce, okay. But there is a chiv dalet v'hei that exists here, which includes the original keren. So there's what to think about in terms of Rashi Shita, that Kim Dravine doesn't really erase the chiv, which is of course a challenge to whose chidush that we saw, seemingly that there is nothing that took place Kim Dravine by Geneva. Rabbi Kim Eger, who took the idea that Kim Dravine means that there's mamish nothing of Kinyani Geneva here at all. A lot that not we pointed out on a Thursday. Hard to put that in the same sentence as Rashi, especially if you say by Knas that there's a din latzisi de shemayim. And I really owe. I'd imagine it should be Kinyani Geneva. Basically can't enforce. So now if I'm correct in suggesting that, you know what, in a chinami, could be that the Kinyan Dramine that I would know from a Mishnah in Sanhedrin 9 days and from a Mishnah in Bava Kama Lamed Daled would not be sufficient for Rabbah to say, both by Machteres and by Shabbos, in Ein Geneva in Tzvich Ve'Mechira. Yesh Geneva. Yuchai. I don't have to pay. Even could be. So what's the answer? How can Rabbah say this? So tell me what could be the pshat? Rabbah holds Yes, but don't say like that. Say, Rabba does not hold like. Where does it come from that the Zechimas Yeshemayim? Who said that? Who said that? No, not Abaye. Who said it? Rav. Rav said it in Bava Metzia Pshat Yalef and Bava Kama Ayin and Beis. He said it to say Pshat in the Brice of Chosin Pipara. Chosin Pipara, you pay, you get Malkus and you pay whatever formula you pay. In fact, the Gemara in Elokim Mishalem. So there are how many answers in that Gemara on Pshat Yalef and Bava Metzia? There are three answers. It's an answer that goes like Rav Meir, he. That's what Tosis brought as a right that Rav Meir says Elokim Mishalem even by what? Even by Mamma. There's Rava and there's Rav Papa there. That is a different point that he chayiv in the Mamun than in the Malkus. No, those who don't give Rava's answer, maybe they hold that Rava's answer is a dochik in the words of the Braisa. It says Meshalim, Lokel Meshalim. So they hold not just Lasid Shemai. Maybe that's why they disagree. They agree with Rava in Lamdis, but not in Pshat. Or perhaps they disagree on the Lamdis itself. Is it inconceivable that you can have an Amora like Rava that will hold that Kevin Dravmine would in fact pater on the core basic level, that there's no chiyuv whatsoever? It erases the chiyuv meikaro, not that there's a chiyuv as Yishamai. So it sounds a little tyrannic, but maybe it's correct. In other words, maybe Rav, this is antiquity, Stickle Torah, stop doing this, this Amora doesn't stem with it, and therefore everything's beautiful here. So if the Cheshbon is correct, Rabba maybe holds that the Kumdavnei patters entirely. And that's why it's the Logim of a Dalit, because I don't have a Chiyuv Karen at all. Now go back to Rabbi Kibager, in a Chanami, no Kinyan Gneva. But whatever, but there's basically room to say that Rabba says something that the Mishnais don't tell us. Because Mishnais will only tell me that he doesn't have to pay. But maybe he has to pay Lassi Tei Shemayim. Rabbah, in order to save your putter from the Knas, you have to say that the tour from the Karen was totally undermined completely. Now, says the Gemara, Tzvichas, Iyash Me'inan Shabbos, then I would say, where would the halacha be that Kimib Drabmine, the Chiyuv Misa, can take away the Chiyuv Mammon to the nth degree, that there's no Chiyuv on any level, and therefore, based on that, in Engneva, in Tvicha Mechira, and therefore there goes the Dalet Hay, because you don't have the, it's only Gimel of a Dalet. Where would that be? Only on a Wad, on an Onesh of Shabbos, which is Isur Olam. But maybe by Machteres, it might be true that Ipatris Chiyuv Mammon, like it says in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, but maybe only on what level? That you don't have to pay, meaning Beis Din doesn't force you to pay. But a less exceeded Shemayim idea that still it might exist. And therefore, as far as the case of Machteres is concerned, Ganav V'Tavach the Machteres would be Chayiv, because you really are Chayiv on some level on the Gneva. The Yeshmin and Kamash Malan, no. Even by Machteres, there's a din on the very same level as by Shabbos, and the same the other direction. If I only had Bachteres, I would say maybe that halacha Bachteres doesn't need asra. That has the koach, the pater, completely, even on the level of Yishamayim. But Shabbos, maybe there would be a chiyuv of Yishamayim. And again, Mishnayos don't contradict that. Maybe you don't have to pay only on the level of dinei adam. So, but then it wouldn't help for Rabbi's case, because then it would be a halacha of logim of a dal. You really are chayiv. So therefore, Rabbi had to tell me the tzvichas. So therefore, it's like a mahalach for Rashi that Rabbi needed to tell me the halacha of Kim Drabine, that it patters in both cases, meaning it patters on the level against Rava. In other words, even on the level of Rashi Dei Shemayim, and that's why the rule can apply to patter from Dalet Behe from the Tavach Umachem. It's a little bit of a machshava. Again, I don't think this is the Ritva, but it's something that you can maybe play with. In terms of answering Rashi, we'll have to see. Tosis is going to say more here. We'll have to come back to Tosis and finish the Tosis. We have to see the Sugya Sanhedrin very carefully. I gave you also the Balamor to look at and the Ramban on the Sugya Sanhedrin. Also, very Lumdish in Yanim. We'll have to see what we can do with it. Yes,
Isn't it like from Rashi? Didn't it seem earlier on in the Rashi that it's when it says that they put the Kaimalan in Beis and Mishan, the Kiva Da Karen Lo Machayev Kant? That's, it doesn't seem like it's saying like you're completely wiping it all out. Just saying.
You mean the Rashi Vlash in which Rashi?
Pater.
That's earlier, but that's not on the Tzvichasa.
No, but it's Rava.
It's Rava.
So what you're saying? Emisham sounds just standing.
Just not Pater Karen, but you're still a Ganava.
Where do you see exactly? Where do you see that? Where do you see the lashon of Rashi that way? Pater, kaim emis mishalim. Kim naken lo mechayev knas nami lo mishalim. That's all. Lo mechayev. Rashi's not getting to the nuances of it. Yeah, against that, it's not. Look, it's not. It's a little bit of a, I can say, Torahic. It's not the pashim shat. I understand, but it's at least you have to say something. Yeah, when sometimes if you're forced into a corner, you have to say something more out of the box. I mean, l'maisa Rashi is difficult. What could be? So the Ritva says something. We don't know fully what the Ritva means either. Okay, everyone, have a good day. Good Chodesh. Continue tomorrow.